It's an interesting morning. I'm out in an area that's not real common habitat in Cook County. It's some extensive farm fields, and it's sort of interlaced with wetlands. And the kind of wetlands are not bogs or like what we're used to, you know, lakes and ponds and stuff like that. But it's more of a sort of an extensive marshy area, which kind of provides a different habitat. So we'll go out and see what we can record. You can hear a lot of sound right from where I am now. The most distinctive sound in the distance for most people is that, Konkuree. That's the sound of the red-winged blackbird. They love wetlands, of course. There's kind of a brushy alder patch ahead of me. There's also the sound of sedge wrens. The place is just full of sedge wrens. And they're making a sound, chip, chip, chit, 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 chit. And there's actually so many of them, and I'm not close to one single bird, that it's hard to pick that out. Sedge wrens are small wrens, and they like wetlands. And they used to be called short-billed marsh wrens. The name was changed. And they have a very unmusical sound. They're very much not like house wrens and winter wrens in that respect. I've actually moved to a position where I'm a little closer to one of those sedge wrens and to the red-winged blackbirds. So that's that chup chup chit 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 chit. Not really very musical. I can also hear several other old birds that are related to wetlands. And one is an alder flycatcher, and another one is a swamp sparrow. Of course, that familiar red-winged blackbird. Now, there's not a lot of them out here. There's just a pair scattered here and there. Ah, that was a swamp sparrow. Very much staccato sound, da 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 da, all in one tone. There, that was the swamp sparrow again. It's kind of hard to pick these out. They're all kind of going together. The chuck sounds, that's the red-winged blackbird. There, that was the swamp sparrow again. Swamp sparrows are not uncommon up here because they like the edges of lakes and streams and things like that, as well as marshes and even bogs. Well, I'm going to head back off this wetland area. Got kind of wet, muddy feet already. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.